Good Monday morning, beloved. It is great to share this morning with you. Thank you for inviting me into your homes. And today we are going to be in 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verses 1 through 14. The covenant box, which that's what this version of the Bible calls it, however, that's what we call the Ark of the Covenant, had been with Kiriath-Jearim for about 20 years. David makes arrangements to bring the covenant box to Jerusalem. Uzzah, one of the men chosen to guide the cart on which the covenant box is placed, touches the box to prevent it from falling and is struck dead. Out of fear, David decides to leave the covenant box at the home of Obed-Edom in the city of Gath. So that'll give us a little idea of what we'll be talking about today. God's saving words for us for this week are praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin. King David consulted with all the officers in command of units of 1,000 men and units of 100 men. Then he announced to all the people of Israel, "If you give your approval, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send messengers to the rest of our people and to the priests and the Levites in their town, and tell them to assemble here with us. Then we will go and get God's covenant box, which was ignored while Saul was king." The people were pleased with the suggestion and agreed to it. So David assembled the people of Israel from all over the country, from the Egyptian border in the south to the Hamath Pass in the north, in order to bring the Ark of the Covenant from Kiriath-Jearim to Jerusalem. David and the people went to the city of Baalah, that is to Kiriath-Jearim in the territory of Judah, to get the Ark of the Covenant of God, which bears the name of the Lord enthroned above the winged creatures. At Abinadab's house, they brought out the Ark of the Covenant and put it on a new cart. Uzzah and Ahio guided the cart, while David and all the people danced with all their might to honor God. They sang and played musical instruments, harps, drums, cymbals, and trumpets. As they came near to the threshing place in Chidon, the ox stumbled, and Uzzah reached out and took hold of the Ark of the Covenant. At once, the Lord became angry with Uzzah and killed him for touching the Ark. And he died there in God's presence. And so that place has been called Perez Uzzah ever since. David was furious because the Lord had punished Uzzah in anger. Then David was afraid of God and said, "How can I take the Ark of the Covenant with me now?" So David did not take it with him to Jerusalem. Instead, he left it at the house of a man named Obed-Edom, a native of the city of Gath. It stayed there 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom's family and everything that belonged to him. So today's key verse is 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 8, where David and all the people danced with all their might to honor God. You know, the Ark of the Covenant, or in this Bible translation, the promise box or the covenant box, was the most holy thing that the people of Israel had. And there were special instructions that God had given Moses on exactly how to move to transport the Ark of the Covenant, and putting it on an ox cart was not one of them. And so when Uzzah reached out to steady the Ark of the Covenant, when the oxen stumbled and God struck him dead, it was because of disobedience to his word. Now, maybe David didn't know the word. Uzzah most likely did not know the word of God. And yet, as we often say, ignorance of the word is no excuse. And so even though David and Uzzah were in violation of the word of God through ignorance, they were still in violation of God's word, and Uzzah paid the ultimate price for it. It is interesting that conversely, as long as the Ark of the Covenant stayed with this gentleman called Obed-Edom in the city of Gath, as long as that ark was there, then this man was greatly blessed, and everything that belonged to him was greatly blessed. So let's pray. Sovereign God, your name is holy, and I revere your sacred name. May I do and say this day and give glory and honor to you. Amen. Okay, well, that brings our time together to an end today. Be with us tomorrow when we are in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, and King David prepares to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. Until then, God bless you greatly, is my prayer for you.